Gabe. Cue the riots. It's riot season, boys. Hope you got your riot juice activated. The lefties, by the way, are the ones that... Over the entire Donald Trump ridiculous bullshit kangaroo fake court over here, the lefties are going to be the ones to start setting shit on fire. You can bet your balls on it, boys. Even your female testicles, you weirdos on the left. Here is Breitbart. Judge Merkin? notifies Trump attorneys and the prosecution of social media posts giving away the jury for... Yeah, that's a mistrial. Again, I only play a lawyer on the weekends, boys. But that's a fucking mistrial. So here you have a day before the verdict. So... Remember, they deliberated so long that second day that initially they were being sent home. And somebody said, oh my God, excuse me, judge. I have a bottom surgery tomorrow I have to go to. And the judge was like, okay, well, let's just find them guilty then. And they're like, oh yeah, let's drop the whole fake fucking charade over here and just, you know, kabuki theater convict them real quick. And they did. Problem is... And there's multiple layers to this, by the way. The problem is, the day before, some douchebag was on Facebook, and my cousin, the juror, thank you. My cousin, the juror, and they're going to find him guilty tomorrow? Thank you for all of your hard work. You're all stunning and brave. Stunning and brave? What the fuck are you talking about? And so... Here you've got a situation where, so this juror knew the day before this deliberation, this full day of deliberation over here, that they were going to find him guilty. Again, talking to family members. There's a Joe Biden joke in here. Talking to your family members while you're showering with them. Talking to your family members while you do drugs. So anyway, giving this out. And then the idiot goes to fucking Facebook and starts telling everybody about it. And so you would be thinking if you didn't, you know, if this was, you know, Breitbart screaming, oh, a juror gave this away. Juror, look at this. This juror on Facebook gave it away. Everybody would be like, well, that's probably just some rando. Look at these lefty fucking goofballs over there. They think their fucking cats are their kids, man. So they're like, oh, yeah, my kid told me that Trump's going to be found guilty tomorrow. You got kids? No, I got cats. Same fucking thing. No, it's not the same fucking thing. You fucking weirdo. You weirdo. But no. The judge had to issue letters to both parties. He had to send out letters saying, holy shit, all right, we're going to have to investigate this. No, well, listen, you've already investigated it. You've investigated enough to realize that, holy shit, you got to send letters to both parties saying, fucking hell, we got... And by the way, who didn't see this coming? It's a left-wing commie dipshit that wasn't sequestered. Of course they're not going to be able to keep their fucking mouth shut. They're lefty goofballs. Look at these fucking idiots. And that's where I think this all comes into play. I think this was the plan. These idiots were like, well, listen, we'll drum up this bullshit fucking court over here. We'll get a group of goofball fucking jurors. And then we'll just try to flood the zone when Donald Trump is convicted. Power through with power aid and gaslight everybody. And we'll plummet Blunnell Blump's polling. The dude's raised like $1 zillion, right, Joe Biden? You fucking goofball, how do numbers work? Donald Trump's polling, even though slightly, it went up. The entire point of this was to destroy and decimate his poll numbers. The fucking poll numbers went up. Whether they went up slightly is irrelevant at this point. They went up. And everybody's pointing out that you fucking idiots over there, that none of this is going to, this didn't work. And so now you've painted yourself into a stupid fucking goofball corner. And you're like, well, fuck, now we got to kind of arrest him. We got to throw him in jail. And we've told all these dumb fucking mentally ill goofball lefties that we're going to throw them in jail. And everyone's sitting there going, no, you better not throw... The fucking billionaire class is sitting there going, you throw that dude in jail, he's going to raise even more money and his polling's going to go even more through the fucking roof. For fuck's sake, you just convicted us. Poll numbers went up. You're going to throw him in jail now? Now everybody's as dumb as the motherfucking people on The View, boys. And so I think they've always had this in their back pocket. Like, oh, well. And by the way, it works in their favor. So listen... Now when they throw this fucking case out, right, when they have to do a mistrial, now the lefties are going to be fucking, now they'll go set some shit on fire, right? They're going to be fucking motivated, not to vote, but to set some shit on fire. And the left loves setting shit on fire. This works in the direction, by the way. And the judge, by the way, he's only clipping out certain parts of this. He's like, I just want to put a little bit over here, just a little. So, why did you leave this part out? Thank you for all your hard work against the MAGA crazies. Hey, you've got that part. You've got that part. Hey, you just put this one. The judge put the quote right here. My cousin is a juror on Trump's criminal case, and they're going to convict him tomorrow, according to her. Thank you, New York. Lots of prayers and love for New York courts. And then people are pointing out, like, idiot, you just implicated your cousin in a crime. even the fucking people a week ago were like, idiot, you just committed a crime. Or your cousin committed a crime. And you've just invalidated this conviction. The entire thing's going to get thrown out. So was that the point? Is this so fucking stupid that it was just stupid? Or is it too stupid to be stupid? This was all fucking done on purpose. But this seems to be their get out of jail card over here. They can't throw Donald Trump in jail. The fucking dude, the dude will raise another $quadrillion. And his poll numbers will go up. But there you go. In a letter addressed to Blanche and Steinglass, these are the prosecutor and the defense, Merchant revealed that the court was, quote, aware of a comment posted on Facebook from a unified court system, which Facebook user revealed the jury's guilty verdict a day before Trump was convicted. Quote, today the court has become aware of the comment that was posted on the unified court system's public Facebook page, which is I'm now bringing to your attention. Because there's some merit here. There's going to be some merit here. Now, the question is, was this done on purpose? Was this allowed to happen on purpose? I think so. This entire thing has backfired so spectacularly. They would love to walk out and go, that fucking Blump did it again. Son of a bitch, that Blump on Blump got away with it again. They're going to blame everybody but the bullshit judge, the bullshit court, the bullshit conviction, and the bullshit fucking juror that did it. They're going to ignore all of this. And still blame Donald Trump and set shit on fire. And them setting shit on fire will be blamed on Trump. Fuck you, criminals. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support you. We kept up to date with these insane leftards over here. That subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.